This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Have you ever had an ex try to come back after you glowed up? Story 1. Back in high school, I was the quiet, chubby girl with braces and acne. My ex was the classic jock type, football player, smug, and only dated me in secret. He said it was because he didn't want the drama, but in hindsight, I was just someone he thought was easy to manipulate. Fast forward 6 years. I moved to another city, hit the gym, cleared my skin up, got my degree, and landed a job in marketing. Started modeling part-time too. Life changed drastically. One day, I get a DM on Instagram. Guess who? Yep, Mr. Keep It Low Key. He opened with, "Wow, I always knew you were beautiful." I left him on read. He messaged again, "I was young and dumb. You were the best thing that ever happened to me." Still no reply. Then came the voice message. 2 minutes of him crying and saying he messed up his life, works at a tire shop, and is going through a divorce. The glow up was sweet, but the closure? Even sweeter. Story 2. My ex dumped me during my second year of college because I lacked ambition. She was big on social status and constantly compared me to guys who drove BMWs and wore Rolexes at 22. I was still delivering pizzas and trying to finish my engineering degree. Now I'm 29, co-founder of a tech startup, living in a high-rise in Austin. I bumped into her at a networking event. She works in sales, still grinding, still flashy. She didn't recognize me at first until I said her name. Then came the shocked face, the flirty smile, and the fake laugh. She said, "You've changed in a good way." I smiled, nodded, and introduced her to my fiance standing right next to me, former Ivy League student, funny as hell, and yes, way out of my league. I watched her face twitch just slightly when my fiance reached out to shake her hand with the ring in full view. Pure art. Story 3. I dated this guy back in my early 20s who used to say I was too sensitive and not hot enough to wear certain clothes. I stayed because I had no confidence and thought that was love. We broke up after he cheated, twice. Afterward, I started therapy, focused on healing, took up weight training, dyed my hair pink, and moved cities. Basically became a badass version of myself. A year ago, I posted a picture in a red dress from my best friend's wedding, and this man slid into my DMs with, "Hey, stranger." I replied with a photo of my middle finger. He sent back, "Lowell, you've changed." Damn right I did. I changed out of your league. Story 4. I used to be a scrawny gamer guy with social anxiety and no fashion sense. My ex dumped me over text after 11 months, saying I didn't make her feel special and that she needed more excitement. I took that L hard, but I used it. Hit the gym, cleaned up my diet, upgraded my wardrobe, worked on my confidence. 4 years later, I'm doing fitness content online, got a dope community, and my mental health's never been better. Guess who sent a friend request on Facebook with a profile pic I could have sworn was filtered through 12 apps? She messaged me, "You've grown up well, want to catch up sometime?" I typed, "Oh sorry, I don't date people who ghost me mid-respawn." Then I blocked her. Level up complete. Story 5. She broke up with me because I couldn't give her the life she wanted. Designer bags, lavish trips, and weekly brunches in Miami. At the time, I was working retail and studying computer science. 10 years later, I'm a lead engineer at a Fortune 500. And just for fun, I post pics from my travels, Japan, Iceland, Dubai. Out of nowhere, she comments on my Tokyo post, "OMG, I've always wanted to go there." Then, "We should catch up. Remember our road trip to Santa Fe? Ma'am, we ran out of gas and you cried for 3 hours. No thanks." Funny how people remember the edited version of the past when they see you living the future they doubted you'd reach. Story 6. I dated this girl in college who constantly made fun of my basic lifestyle. I wasn't into nightlife or clout chasing. I just liked coding, anime, and lifting weights. She called it low-vibe energy and eventually broke it off, saying I wasn't ambitious enough for her high-frequency path, whatever that means. Fast forward 7 years. I now run my own software company, travel comfortably, and live a peaceful life. One day, I randomly get tagged in an Instagram story by a mutual friend. She saw my interview featured in Forbes. 2 days later, my DMs go off. It's her. She wrote, "Hey, I've been doing a lot of self-reflecting and I realized I miss your calm energy. You were always so grounded. Want to grab a drink?" I didn't reply. I just posted a story with the caption, "Some frequencies stay in the past for a reason." Story 7. I used to date this guy who was obsessed with image, not in a style sense. He didn't dress particularly well, but in the keep-up appearances way. He wanted a girlfriend who looked good beside him but didn't overshadow him. I was curvy, nerdy, and quiet. He used to tell me, "You'd be a 10 if you just lost a bit of weight and stopped talking about Star Wars." We broke up after I got fed up with the comments and the way he talked about other women. Over the next few years, I focused on, not out of revenge, just out of love for myself. I got healthy, started cosplaying, built a TikTok following, and now I get invited to conventions as a guest. Last year, he showed up in my DMs. "You look insane. You still into that space stuff? I'd love to come to one of your events." I sent him a voice memo of Chewbacca growling and blocked him. Let the Wookiee win. Story 8. I met my ex in a small town. She was the it, and I was just the artsy barista guy who played in a garage band. She always said I had potential, but she didn't want to waste her prime years waiting on it. So she dumped me and started dating a guy with a real estate license and a lifted truck. I moved to LA with a suitcase, a guitar, and $600. It took years of struggle, sleeping on couches, playing to empty rooms, but eventually, my band blew up after one of our songs went viral on a Netflix show. A few months ago, I got a message on Facebook. Her: "I saw your tour dates, so proud of you. I always knew you'd make it." Me: "Thanks. What's your favorite song?" Her: "Hard to choose. I love the one with the, beat." She didn't even try. Story 9. This is gonna sound weird, but my ex tried to come back the week after my wedding. Not an exaggeration. We dated in high school, broke up before college because long distance wasn't her thing. That was fine. We were young. But she always had this way of making me feel small. She'd call my goals cute and once told me, "You're like a golden retriever. Sweet, but not built for real life." I eventually became a vet. Because yes, I love animals. Sue me. Met my now wife in med school and built a life I'm genuinely proud of. I posted one wedding photo on Facebook. One. She comments, "Wow, can't believe you're married. You used to say I'd be the one in white someday." Then DMs me, "Do you ever wonder what it would have been like if we stayed together?" I replied, "I did wonder. That's why I chose someone who never made me feel like I wasn't enough." Never heard from her again. Story 10. My ex didn't believe in me. And that's not me being dramatic. He actually said those words. "I just don't see you making it," after I told him I wanted to become a chef. At the time, I was working at a sandwich shop and watching hours of YouTube cooking tutorials on my breaks. He said it was unrealistic. I left him, moved in with my cousin in a new city, enrolled in culinary school, worked double shifts to make it happen. Years later, I opened my own tiny fusion restaurant that blew up on TikTok after a food blogger reviewed it. Then came the DM. "Hey chef, you always did make the best sandwiches. I'm in town next week. Want to catch up?" I responded with a screenshot of the reservation system showing we were fully booked for 2 months. "Sorry, no room for you." And that's how you serve cold revenge. Medium rare. Story 11. My ex used to say I was too emotional and that I felt too much. I was working as a teacher, writing poetry on the side. He was in finance, always dressed sharp, never missed a networking event. He'd roll his eyes when I talked about dreams, said my softness was going to make life hard. We broke up when he told me, "You're not built for success." His exact words. I still remember them. Well, I kept writing. Self-published my first poetry collection. It didn't go viral or anything, but it connected with people. By the time I published my second book, I had a solid follow. Then came a TEDx talk, a few interviews, and suddenly I was being invited to conferences to speak on emotional intelligence. And that's when he emailed me. Emailed. Subject: "Proud of you. Body." Maybe I didn't see it then, but you're exactly the kind of woman I wish I had beside me now. I didn't reply. But I did read that email right before walking on stage at a sold-out book launch. Poetic, don't you think? Story 12. This one's wild. I dated this girl who straight up told me, "You're not photogenic enough for me." I wish I was joking. She was an aspiring influencer and basically treated our relationship like a PR strategy. I was awkward in pictures, didn't care about filters, didn't wear designer stuff. She told me we didn't look right together online. She dumped me after we hit 2,000 followers on our joint account. Her final message: "It's not personal, I just have a brand to protect." So I deleted social media, got into photography instead. Ironically, I became really good at it. Opened a studio, shot for indie brands, musicians, even got published in a fashion mag. Built a quiet but meaningful career. Last year, she booked a shoot. Didn't recognize my name on the walked into the studio, froze when she saw me. She said, "Wait, you're the guy behind this account?" I smiled. "I guess I am photogenic now." We finished the shoot. I was professional. She looked amazing in the photos, and I deleted them all right after she left. Story 13. My ex and I were together during a really low point in my life. I had just lost my dad, was drowning in student loans, and had moved back home to care for my little sister. I was barely holding it together. He said he'd support me, but every chance he got, he'd mention how exhausting I was. How it's not his job to fix me. He dumped me 3 weeks after my sister's 10th birthday party. I found out he was seeing someone else.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Already. Someone less complicated. I stayed single, went to therapy, slowly rebuilt my life, finished school, got my license as a child psychologist, and now run a small practice that helps kids dealing with trauma. It's my dream job. He messaged me on LinkedIn. Just, hey stranger, remember me? I didn't respond, but I clicked on his profile. He's in between jobs. His bio says, open to work, and his featured skill is team player. Guess he's the one who couldn't handle real life. Story 14. I used to be a magician. Like birthday parties, mall gigs, corny tricks. That kind of magician. My ex was not a fan. She'd always say, when are you going to get a real job? I loved magic, but I also knew I wasn't ready yet. I was still honing my act. She left me after one of my small shows bombed. I forgot a move, some kid laughed, and she walked out mid-performance. Said she couldn't date a clown in a cape. 2 years later, I got scouted for a variety show overseas. Did a live televised illusion that went viral. Started booking big events. Vegas, Dubai, you name it. She messaged me after seeing me on TV. Still making rabbits disappear? Or are you making women fall in love now too? I didn't answer. But in my next show, I added a new trick. Making toxic exes disappear. Story 15. I was the quiet kid in high school. Kept to myself, had cystic acne, wore hand-me-downs, and spent most weekends volunteering at the animal shelter. My crush-turned-girlfriend dated me in secret for 2 months, then dumped me before prom. Said she didn't want people asking why her standards dropped. It messed with my confidence for years. But I kept going. Became a vet, cleared up my skin after treatment, and started documenting shelter rescues on TikTok. One of my videos blew up, over 3 million views. Suddenly, people were following me, not just for the animals, but for me. Guess who slid into the comments on a live? Her. Ums, I used to have the biggest crush on you in school. I replied live. You mean in secret? And kept answering real fans' questions. She left the chat, but 15,000 people stayed. Story 16. I was dating this guy in my early 30s who had a superiority complex because he was a lawyer. I was a freelance illustrator, which to him meant I drew cartoons and waited for Etsy orders. He once introduced me at a party as someone trying to be an artist. I stayed way longer than I should have, mostly because I thought being with someone successful meant I was doing something right. But he constantly criticized everything. My work, my wardrobe, my friends. Eventually, I left. Quietly, with dignity. Now, 4 years later, I've illustrated a best-selling children's book series, work full-time with publishing houses, and just bought my first home. Last month, he messaged me. Hey, stranger, my niece is obsessed with those books. Any chance you'd autograph one for her? She's your biggest fan. I sent him a signed copy. Inside, I wrote, to the biggest fan's uncle, thank you for the early inspiration. The cartoon girl. Story 17. I dated this girl when I was 19. She loved that I was in a band, but hated that I was broke. One day she said, you're fun, but I need someone with a future. And that was that. I quit the band a year later, went to trade school, and became an electrician. Good pay, honest work, no late-night gigs. A solid life. Didn't post much online, didn't talk to many people from back then. Last year, I finally joined Instagram to share pictures of my dog and the cabin I'd just finished building by hand. I guess someone tagged me, because 2 days later I got a message. Her, oh my god, you look so grown. Me. I've been paying bills and building homes for 8 years. It'll do that to a man. Her, we should catch up sometime? I replied, I'm busy catching flights and fish. Left her on read. Cabin life, club life. Story 18. This one still blows my mind. I was engaged once. We were planning a wedding, had a deposit down and everything. Then she left, not for another guy, but for herself, as she put it. Said I was safe, predictable, and she wanted to chase excitement. She quit her job, moved to Bali, started posting all these yoga in the jungle photos. It crushed me. I stopped talking for weeks, but eventually I started hiking, running, doing things for me. Not to prove anything, just to feel human again. Now I run a travel blog and lead guided treks. One day I posted a picture from the Alps. She commented, Looks like you found your wild side too. I DM'd her privately. Yeah, turns out I was always adventurous. Just not reckless. She replied with a heart emoji. I blocked her. Story 19. In college, I was a theater major. My ex was in business school and made it very clear he thought my career path was a joke. You'll end up waiting tables or doing community plays forever, he once told me. He'd tell his friends I was quirky, but you could tell he didn't respect what I did. We broke up after he called my acting cute in front of my castmates at a rap party. Now, after years of stage work and side gigs, I landed a supporting role in a Netflix series. Small part, but enough to get noticed. Guess who emailed my manager's public address asking to reconnect and maybe grab coffee for old time's sake? My manager forwarded it to me. I told her, if he messages again, send him my headshot with a watermark. Story 20. I had an ex who dumped me the day I was laid off. Not even kidding. Said she couldn't be with someone who wasn't financially secure and that I was dragging her down. I had just started building a side hustle making eco-friendly furniture, but hadn't made a dime yet. That layoff ended up being a blessing. I threw myself into the business full-time. Took years, but I found my niche. Eventually, got featured in a home design blog. Orders started coming in, and now I've got a 6-person team and a waitlist. She emailed me last month. Said she was moving into a new apartment and wanted to know if I still made that cool wood stuff. Even offered to pay full price. Said she wanted to support my dream. I replied, "We're currently not accepting new orders." The next day, I posted a video of me handcrafting a custom table with the caption, "Built for people who never gave up." Story 21. My ex and I dated while I was recovering from a pretty serious eating disorder. He pretended to be supportive, but there were always little digs. "You're doing great. Just don't go back to looking the way you used to." Or, "You're finally starting to look like someone I'd actually want to take out." It messed with my healing process more than I admitted at the time. Eventually, I left. Not just him, but the whole environment. Moved to a new city, found a therapist, and started lifting weights instead of obsessing over food. Over the years, I turned that into a platform. Now I coach women in recovery and speak at high schools. Last month, he followed me on TikTok. Then he DM'd me. "You're honestly looking fire. I always knew you'd bounce back." I replied with one sentence. "I didn't bounce back. I rebuilt." Blocked. Deleted. He can watch the glow up from the sidelines. Story 22. My ex was always obsessed with dating someone in the scene. We were both part of the local indie music crowd, and he hated that I was always behind the merch table while he was on stage. He used to say things like, "You're not really creative, you're just good at organizing stuff." I stuck with it, though. Kept designing posters, managing tours, even helped a few bands launch their merch. Eventually, I created a business out of it, custom branding for artists and musicians. It took off. Last year, one of my clients opened for a major headliner. My designs were everywhere, on the stage, in the crowd, all over Instagram. Guess who messaged me that night? "Wow, you really turned that little hobby into something," I wrote back. "Funny, you called it a hobby when I was helping your band for free." No response after that. Not surprised, still proud. Story 23. I used to date this girl who said I was too nice and that I lacked edge. I wasn't flashy. Didn't party, didn't act like a bad boy. I'd bring her flowers, cook for her, pick her up on time, and apparently that was boring. One day she told me, "I feel like I'm dating a golden retriever." She dumped me for a tattooed DJ who ghosted her 3 weeks later. I didn't try to change for anyone. Just kept doing me. Working in IT, saving money, treating people right. Eventually, I started my own tech consulting firm, hired a team, and life leveled up. A couple years later, she saw me featured on a local entrepreneur podcast and sent a message. "Still the sweetest guy in the world, I was such a fool," I replied. "Nah, you just needed chaos. I needed peace. We both got what we wanted." Then I closed the chat and got back to building my empire. Story 24. My ex and I broke up over a bet. Not kidding. We'd been together for a year, and one night during an argument he said, "Let's be real. You're never going to get that job in publishing. If you do, I'll shave my head." Spoiler, I got the job. He didn't shave his head. Instead, he ghosted me 2 weeks later. That job turned into a career. I worked my way up, moved to a big house in the suburbs, adopted 2 rescue cats, and just this year, helped launch a debut novel that hit the New York Times bestseller list. Guess who emailed me under the guise of reconnecting as friends? "Yup, I've always admired your determination. Would love to pick your brain about storytelling. Maybe over dinner?" I replied with one sentence. "Start with your own. How a man lost a bet and a woman who kept winning." Story 25. I was in a long-distance relationship with a girl who was way more into appearances than connection. She'd FaceTime me and then say things like, "Ugh, your apartment looks so beige. Can't you do something cool for once?" She wanted lifestyle. I wanted substance. She eventually cheated with a guy who lived in her building. He drove a Tesla and had a rooftop pool. I didn't even get a breakup call, just a soft block on everything. I kept quiet, stayed focused, graduated top of my class in architecture, landed a job at a boutique firm, and just had my first design featured in an international magazine. A month ago, I get a message on LinkedIn. "Hey, I'm in the city this week. You always knew the best coffee spots. Wanna grab one for old time's sake?" I replied, "I've upgraded to espresso and people who don't flake." She left me on scene. Story 26. In my early 20s, I was a broke theater tech. Think working 14-hour shifts in black hoodies, rigging lights, eating microwave noodles, and crashing on couches. My girlfriend at the time was into influencers and fast fashion. She once said, "It's embarrassing introducing you to my friends. You don't even have a LinkedIn." She dumped me for a guy in real estate who wore boat shoes and called every girl babe. I didn't fight it. I just kept doing my thing. I got hired on a touring crew, then moved up to production manager. Eventually worked with some big-name artists and now coordinate lighting design for global tours. Last year, during a show in Vegas, I posted a backstage pic of the stage I built. And guess who slid into my messages? "Didn't realize you made it this big. Vegas looks amazing fire, miss those ramen nights, lol." I just sent her a photo of the VIP pass labeled CREWBOSS. No words. She didn't reply. Lights out. Story 27. This guy I dated in college used to mock my stutter. Not in a joking way, but in that cruel, "I'm just being honest" tone. Said it made me sound nervous and weak, especially when I was giving presentations. I studied education and dreamed of becoming a teacher. He said, "How are you going to run a classroom if you can't even finish a sentence?" It crushed me. I stayed quiet for years until I didn't. I joined a speaking group, got therapy, and worked through my speech. I still stutter sometimes, but you know what else I do now. I give keynote speeches at education conferences. I've trained hundreds of teachers. I use my voice every single day. He messaged me recently after watching a viral clip of me speaking at a TEDx event. "You're incredible. I never knew you had that in you." I replied, "You never looked hard enough." Story 28. My ex and I were both into gaming. But the moment I started streaming, he got weirdly competitive. Said things like, "Nobody wants to watch a girl who can't even snipe." He'd sabotage my matches, make fun of my overlays, and once told his friends I was just using gaming to get attention. We broke up after he rage quit during my birthday stream. No joke. I didn't stop, though. I kept going. Upgraded my setup, stayed consistent, started gaining followers. Now I'm a partnered streamer with sponsorships and a thriving Discord community. He popped into my Twitch chat last month under a new username. "You still suck, though." I recognized the username from an old joke we used to share. I banned him without hesitation and told my mods, "Even old bosses drop loot. Just trash loot." Chat loved it. Instant clip. Story 29. We dated when I was in law school. He was a bartender, super charming, but always insecure about my career path. Said things like, "Don't turn into one of those women who only cares about work." He was threatened by my ambition, and every time I passed a major exam or got praise from professors, he'd find a way to ruin it. The final straw? He told me no man would want to marry a bossy lawyer. Well, I passed the bar, got hired at a human rights org, and just wrapped a case that helped a wrongly convicted teen get exonerated. It made local news. He messaged me after the article dropped. "You always did care about people." I was just too dumb to see that back then. I didn't reply. But I did screenshot it and send it to my best friend with the caption, "Exhibit A, regret." Story 30. Back in high school, I was a band nerd with braces, glasses, and an unhealthy obsession with movie soundtracks. My first boyfriend was a football player who dated me in secret. He said it was to protect me from the drama. But really, he just didn't want to be seen with the weird music girl. We broke up when he accidentally left his texts open, and I saw him calling me a charity case in a group chat. Fast forward, I went to a music conservatory, studied composition, and now work in Hollywood scoring indie films and documentaries. My name was just featured in the credits of a Sundance award-winning film. Guess who tagged me in a story on Instagram? "Proud of this girl. We go way back." Knew she was talented the day I met her. He DM'd him. "You must be thinking of someone else. I wasn't visible back then, remember?" Unfollowed. Untagged. Unbought. Story 31. I used to date someone who always said I had a savior complex. His words, not mine. I worked in social services, mostly with at-risk, and I took my work seriously. He'd tell me I was wasting my time on broken people and that I should aim higher. like go corporate or become a consultant. What he really meant was, make more money so he didn't feel insecure. He eventually cheated on me with a woman from his office. He said she was more balanced and less heavy. That stung for a while, but I kept doing my work, got my master's in counseling, and now I'm leading a program that helps foster kids transition into adulthood. We've helped dozens get into college and find stable homes. One day, I got a message from him on Facebook. Hey, I saw a news piece about your program. You really made it. I always knew you had something special. I didn't reply. I just marked it as unread and moved on. Not every story needs a reply. Some deserve silence. Story 32. My ex was a fitness junkie and made it very clear that I was not. He'd constantly tell me, you'd be so hot if you just dropped 20 pounds. Like that was a compliment. Every meal turned into a lecture. Every outfit got judged. I was already struggling with body image issues and being with him made it worse. He broke up with me after I cried on vacation because I didn't want to wear a bikini. Told me I was too insecure to be fun. I took a long time to recover. But I eventually started weightlifting. Not to look a certain way, but to feel strong. It changed everything. I found a trainer who understood trauma, started working out consistently, and slowly, I rebuilt my relationship with my body. A couple of years later, I posted a photo of me deadlifting twice my body weight. Guess who messaged me? Damn, should have stayed around to see the glow up. I replied, no one glows in the shadow of someone like you. Blocked. Then hit a new PR the next day. Story 33. We met during a volunteer trip in South America. I was passionate about conservation and working toward a degree in environmental science. He was more into the optics of helping than the actual work. You know the type. Selfies with kids, long captions about gratitude, but skipped half the workdays. Back home, he mocked my career goals constantly. You're gonna save the trees while living paycheck to paycheck? He worked in sales and said I needed to grow up. I did grow up. Got a master's, then a grant. Now, I'm working with international teams on sustainable agriculture projects. I was part of a panel at the UN Climate Week. He messaged me through an old travel group chat. You really stuck with the green stuff, huh? Good for you. Still cute, by the way. I said, still shallow, by the way. That was the end of that conversation. Story 34. I was a broke street performer when we dated. I played violin in subway stations, saved every dollar to pay for music. She said she liked the bohemian thing at first. But over time, her tone changed. She started saying things like, you can't build a future with busking. She left me for someone in finance. Someone with a loft and a parking spot. I didn't stop playing. Eventually got into the conservatory, trained under an amazing mentor, and began composing for film scores. Today, I perform at concerts and recently recorded strings for a major Netflix series. One day I saw her in the crowd at a chamber performance. After the show, she came backstage and said, you're incredible. I always knew you were special. I just smiled and walked past her. No anger, no words. Because the applause was loud enough. Story 35. He was my high school sweetheart. We were together for almost 4 years. I thought we were going to get married someday. But after graduation, I got accepted into a prestigious art school out of state. He didn't want me to go. Said long distance would ruin the magic. What he meant was, he didn't want to feel left behind. When I went anyway, he broke up with me a week into my first semester. Said he couldn't do it. I found out later he'd been cheating with someone local. I buried myself in painting. Graduated with honors, sold my first piece within 6 months, and now I'm represented by two galleries. My art is in homes, offices, and even a small museum collection. Last month, I got an email titled, Hey Stranger. It was him. He said he missed the depth I used to bring to his life. I didn't respond. But I did use the phrase, Hey Stranger, as the title of my next piece. It sold within hours. Story 36. I was in a toxic relationship with someone who treated ambition like a threat. I was studying architecture, pulling all-nighters, entering design contests, trying to build something. He was aimless but charming. The kind of guy everyone liked but no one could rely on. He used to joke that my need to succeed was a trauma response. Maybe it was, but it didn't stop me. When I landed an internship in New York, he told me flat out, if you go, this won't work. I went anyway. He broke up with me via a one-sentence text. 10 years later, I was featured in a spread for an award-winning urban design project. My team's work was all over the press. Guess who emailed me? Subject. Still building cool things? I didn't reply, but I had his message printed out and pinned on my office corkboard, next to the photo of my team cutting the ribbon on our newest project. Sometimes you need to remember exactly what you walked away from. Story 37. She broke up with me because I had anxiety. She didn't say those exact words. She said, I just need someone who doesn't make everything heavy. But that was the message. I was going through panic attacks trying to find the right therapist, and instead of support, I got avoidance. She stopped answering my texts, started pulling away, and one day just told me she couldn't handle it. So I learned to handle it myself. I did the work. Therapy, mindfulness, boundaries. It wasn't quick, but it was real. Now I run mental health workshops at schools and corporations. I've spoken in front of hundreds of people, something I never thought I could do. I post about it sometimes. Nothing dramatic, just sharing the progress. She sent me a long message after seeing a clip of one of my talks. Said she was proud of me. Said I seemed more stable. I typed out a reply. Deleted it. Typed it again. Deleted it again. Eventually, I just blocked her. Healing doesn't always need a conversation. Sometimes silence is the reward. Story 38. Back when I was fresh out of high school, I was working at a fast food joint while trying to figure out my life. My girlfriend at the time made fun of it constantly. You're still flipping burgers? She'd say, even though she lived with her parents and didn't have a job herself. She wanted fast success. I wanted something that lasted. I got into trade school, learned welding, and eventually specialized in custom metal. It took time, but now I own my own fabrication business. I build gates, railings, sculptures, functional art. Clients book me months in advance. She saw a video someone posted of me installing a custom steel staircase in a luxury home. Her message, wow, you really built something. Literally. I wrote back, took longer than flipping burgers, but I'm feeding myself just fine now. She asked to meet up. I said no. Story 39. We were teenage sweethearts, the kind that plans fake weddings and talks about baby names. But when I came out as non-binary at 19, everything changed. My partner said they supported, then slowly began pulling away. Started making jokes about pronouns, refused to use my name, and eventually said, this just isn't the kind of relationship I signed up for. That hurt in a way I can't describe. Years passed. I moved across the country, found a community that saw me for who I was, started modeling, and got featured in a campaign that celebrated LGBTQ+ creatives. The ad went viral. I was in Times Square. They messaged me on Instagram. You always were beautiful. I'm sorry for not understanding back then. Want to talk? I sat with the message for a while, then archived. Forgiveness doesn't always mean reconnecting. Sometimes it means living fully, in the open, exactly as you are. Story 40. He was a photographer, and I was his favorite subject, until I started wanting to be more than just the muse. I got into photography myself, bought a secondhand camera, and started experimenting. He didn't like that. Said I was copying him. Said I was too emotional to be technical. Eventually, I started posting my work. It gained traction. He mocked it. We broke up after he called my portfolio Instagram fluff. Now I shoot full-time. Weddings, editorials, album covers. I was recently hired to do a shoot for a major fashion brand's new campaign. And that campaign? It was promoted with one of my shots featured on the homepage of the same photography magazine he used to worship. He messaged me. Didn't expect you to actually stick with it. Your shots are amazing. I didn't respond. I just posted a behind-the-scenes video from my next shoot. No caption. Just a camera. And my name in the credits. Story 41. He dumped me 2 weeks after my mom died. Said he couldn't deal with the grief energy, and that it was too much negativity in his life. I didn't argue. I was numb. I barely had the energy to eat, let alone fight for a relationship that clearly had no depth. After the funeral, I moved in with my aunt and disappeared from social media. I went inward. Therapy, journaling, yoga, slowly climbing out of the pit. Over the next 3 years, I got certified as a grief counselor, started volunteering, and eventually opened my own practice. Helping others through pain helped me find my own strength. A video of me giving a TEDx talk titled When Grief Makes You Brave hit 500,000 views. He messaged me on LinkedIn. I always knew you were meant for something bigger. Just didn't know it would be this. I didn't respond. I blocked him. Then I walked into my next session and helped a young widow find the courage to keep going. That's what mattered. Story 42. Back when I was broke and finishing med school, my boyfriend at the time said he felt like he was dating a ghost. Said I was too tired, too focused, too unavailable. He wanted more adventure, more vacations, more someone who isn't drowning in debt energy. He ended things over sushi. Told me I wasn't fun anymore. It hurt, but I knew what I was working toward. Years later, I became a trauma surgeon, and one night I was interviewed on a local news segment after saving 3 lives during a pileup accident. The clip went viral for a few days. Guess who texted me after a decade? You always had this fire, just didn't know it'd look that badass in scrubs. I replied with, fun enough for you now? No answer. I smiled. I went back to charting patient notes. Story 43. We were both artists. Or at least, I thought we were. He liked to say he created from chaos, which was code for never had a plan, never had money, and treated every relationship like a muse until the novelty wore off. I paid rent while he found inspiration. When I got a gallery show, he sulked for days, said I was selling out, said, your work's getting too commercial. He left when I signed with a rep and got commissioned to do a piece for a boutique hotel, said he didn't want to compete. Years later, I got invited to do a mural in a well-known downtown space. It got press, and the photo made the rounds. He emailed me, you're legit now, crazy. Remember when we painted with grocery bags because we couldn't afford brushes? I replied, yeah, I still have one of those paintings. It reminds me what starving for art shouldn't look like. Story 44. I was born with a speech disorder. When I met my ex, I thought he was patient and kind. But slowly, his language shifted. He'd interrupt me, mock the way I repeated words, tell me to just spit it out. When I got accepted into a speech therapy program, he laughed and said, you're going to teach people how to talk? That ended the relationship. I kept going. I graduated, started working with kids, and over the years became one of the leading specialists in early language development in my state. I was invited to speak at a conference. I practiced that speech for months. The day the video went up online, he messaged me, you speak so clearly now. I'm proud of you. We should catch up. I replied, every word I stuttered, then built the speaker I am now. And I've got nothing left to say to you. Story 45. I used to be addicted. Pills, alcohol, whatever numbed the noise. My girlfriend at the time said she'd stay as long as I didn't become a project. The moment I checked into rehab, she was gone. Not a single message after that. She told mutual friends she wasn't built to babysit a broken man. Fair. Maybe she wasn't. I got clean. One day at a time. Then 1 year at a time. I started mentoring others. Speaking at recovery groups. Eventually became a licensed counselor. I now work at the same rehab center that saved my life. 10 years clean this year. I shared a post on social media. A picture of me holding the chip and thanking those who stayed. She messaged me. I always wondered how you turned out. You look amazing. Really proud of you. I stared at the message. Then I closed my laptop and went to my next group session. Because I don't need closure from someone who left me at rock bottom. I found it in the climb. Story 46. I was a dishwasher when we met. Not working towards some big dream, not in school, just stuck. She was in marketing, flashy and ambitious, and made it clear she was dating down. But I liked her, and I convinced myself that was enough. She once told me, if I had to explain what you do to my boss, I'd be embarrassed. That was her version of a joke. She left when I couldn't afford to join her on a weekend trip. Just sent a cold text. I think we want different lives. That was the push I needed. I started learning to cook. Stayed late in the kitchen. Studied under a real chef. Worked every station until I earned a spot on the line. Today, I'm the head chef of a bistro that books out weeks in advance. My dishes are in magazines. I wear a name on my coat that I built with my own hands. She made a reservation a month ago. Used her name. I saw it on the list. I canceled her table with a note. No availability for people who didn't believe in the recipe. Story 47. I was in a wheelchair when we met. Not permanently, just recovering from a car accident. But she treated it like it was permanent. Like I was now something fragile, a burden. She started posting less about me, pulling away. Told me once, it's hard to feel attracted to someone when you have to push them around. She dumped me before I was even cleared to walk again. The recovery was brutal. But I did it. I rebuilt my strength from scratch, picked up adaptive sports, and eventually competed in a national-level obstacle race. Finished it on my feet. Now I coach others through physical recovery and rehab. A photo of me crossing the finish line made it to a sports magazine. She messaged, "You're a beast now. I feel like I didn't get to know this version of you." I replied, "You met the version that needed love the most. You walked away." Story 48. We were business partners first. I had the vision. She had the connections. We started a small boutique together. Handmade clothing, artsy vibe. But the moment attention started shifting to my designs and not her marketing, she got weird. She started excluding me from brand meetings, signed deals without consulting, and then accused me of being too emotional to handle business. I woke up one morning locked out of every shared account. She'd registered the brand in her name behind my back. So I started over. New name. New line. Same talent. It took longer, but my solo brand took off. 3 years later, I was showing at a Fashion Week showcase. An interviewer asked me about the past, and I said, "Sometimes betrayal is the best form of liberation." She messaged me after the clip went viral, said she was glad we both found success. I didn't reply. I don't share stages with thieves. Story 49. He dumped me at the altar. That's not a metaphor. He stood there, turned to me, whispered, "I can't do this," and walked away in front of everyone. Said he realized he wanted something simpler, less pressure. I was humiliated. But after the storm passed, I realized I hadn't lost the love of my life. I'd lost a man too weak to love me through real life. I turned that pain into purpose. I started a podcast called Left at the Aisle. It went viral. People from around the world wrote in with their heartbreak stories. What started as therapy for me became a lifeline for others. Sponsors rolled in. I wrote a book. Then another. He emailed, "Crazy seeing your name on a bestseller list. I miss your voice." I sent him a link to the podcast episode titled The Day He... No words, just the link. Story 50. I had a stutter, a limp, and a dream. That's how I introduced myself at stand-up comedy open mics when I was starting out. I used humor as armor. The crowd didn't always laugh, but I kept coming back. My ex hated it. She said I was embarrassing myself, that no one wanted to hear from someone who talked like a glitch. She left after one particularly bad set, said she couldn't date someone who needed pity claps to survive. I kept going, bombed more sets, took classes, sharpened my timing. Years later, I got a writing gig on a comedy show, then a Netflix special. The same night it aired, she texted, "Watching you right now. I always knew you were funny. I just didn't know how far it would take you." I wrote back. The glitch got the last laugh, then muted the thread. Story 51. He said I was too intense. I was finishing my PhD in astrophysics and loved what I did. Maybe a little too much for his taste. He'd roll his eyes every time I talked about my thesis or got excited about a new data set. Said I should try being normal for once. I tried dimming my passion, but it drained. He ended things saying, "I want someone who doesn't live in her head." I went on to publish my research, spoke at conferences, and got a position at a leading observatory. Last year, my work was cited in a documentary that aired on national TV. My inbox lit up. Among the messages was one from him. "Didn't understand you back then. Now I see you were aiming for the stars." Literally. I didn't reply. I just bookmarked it in a folder labeled "Missed the Point." Story 52. My ex used to call me soft, not as a compliment. I'm a male kindergarten teacher. I love what I do. I care deeply about kids, art projects, emotional learning, all of it. She told me it was cute at first. Then one night she said, "You'll never be a real man with a job like that." She left me for a guy in finance who posted gym selfies with inspirational captions. I stayed in the classroom. Years passed. One of my students nominated me for a local teacher. The story went viral. Photos of our classroom filled with color. The way I incorporated music into lesson plans. Even the letters students wrote me. She messaged me, "You always had a big heart. I think I just didn't get it." I didn't need her to get it. The 20 sticky notes on my desk that say, "Mr. C is the best," are all the validation I'll ever need. Story 53. We were both writers. But the difference was, he wrote with the intention of being seen. And I wrote because I couldn't help it. When I got my first short story published in a small lit journal, he said, "They probably just needed to fill a page." He treated everything like a competition. If I got published, he'd sulk. If I had an idea, he'd tell me it was cliche. The final straw was when he submitted one of my pieces to a contest under his name. I found out because it won. We broke up, obviously. I didn't out him. I just cut him off and kept writing. Years later, I released my debut novel. It got rave reviews and a movie option. He messaged me under a fake account to say, "I always believed in your talent." I responded with a line from the book, "Thieves don't fear your brilliance. They try to wear it." No reply after that. Story 54. She left me the week I got laid off. No real explanation. Just said she needed stability. And I was becoming a risk. At the time, I was too stunned to fight it. I had no job, no direction, and now no relationship. I took some time, reevaluated, and went all in on an idea I'd been sitting on, turning my woodworking hobby into a business. Started small. Etsy, local fairs, word of mouth. It grew. Fast forward 5 years and I own a storefront, sell custom furniture nationwide, and teach woodworking classes. My shop was featured in a lifestyle blog that went viral. She emailed, "I saw your work online. You've built something beautiful. Would love to catch up." I wrote back, "You wanted stability. I had to build it alone. Catching up would only slow me down." No regrets. Just clean cuts and quiet progress. Story 55. We dated in secret for 2 years. She was popular. I was the girl who fixed computers and played tabletop games. She said she didn't want the drama of explaining us to her friends. I accepted it, foolishly thinking it was temporary. But when she started dating someone else publicly while still texting me at night, I realized I wasn't her partner. I was her secret shame. I walked away, went full ghost, poured everything into myself, got into cybersecurity, landed a job with a defense contractor, and recently spoke at a global tech summit. The photo of me on stage circulated on social media. She sent a message. "You look amazing. Still the smartest girl I ever knew." I didn't reply. I just updated my bio to say, "No longer available offline or in the shadows," and logged out. Story 56. He broke up with me because I couldn't have kids.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
We'd been together for almost 4 years. After a long string of doctor visits and bad news, I finally sat him down and told him I was infertile. I'll never forget his exact words. "Then what's the point of being with you?" I was crushed. For a long time, I thought he was right. But I eventually rebuilt my self-worth from the ground up. I became a foster parent, then an advocate, and later helped start a nonprofit that supports teens aging out of the system. These kids changed my life. One of them wrote a letter about me that went viral on social media. A few weeks later, I got a message from him. "I saw what you're doing now. You'd have been an amazing mom." I replied, "I am." Then I closed the message and went to pick up one of my girls from her first job interview. Story 57. She told me I was too plain. I wasn't flashy. I didn't have tattoos or expensive sneakers or a curated aesthetic. I worked at a grocery store, lived with my grandma, and fixed up old cars on weekends. She said she was bored, that she needed more excitement. She left me for someone with a luxury car and an Instagram following. I didn't change to prove her wrong. I kept fixing cars, built a loyal client base, eventually opened a custom garage specializing in vintage restorations. Now people ship me cars from all over the country. One day, she showed up at the garage unannounced, said her engine was acting up, flirted while I was checking her car, called me rugged, and said she liked the grease on my hands. I handed her the keys and said, "Excitement doesn't always look loud. Sometimes it builds quietly and shows up when you need it." She laughed like it was a joke. It wasn't. Story 58. He said my dreams were too big. At the time, I was working at a hotel front desk during the day and auditioning for voice acting roles at night. He mocked my practice sessions, told me my cartoon voices were embarrassing, that nobody made it in that industry unless they were already connected. I kept going, took small gigs, got rejected a lot. But then, I landed a role in an animated indie game, then a second, then a lead role in a major series. When the trailer dropped and the internet lit up, I posted one line from the show on Twitter. It blew up. He messaged me that same night. "I heard your voice today. Didn't realize it was you. I miss hearing it in real life." I didn't reply, but I used that exact message as inspiration for one of my next characters. Voiced it in the same tone he used to mock me with. Art has a funny way of flipping the script. Story 59. She used to call my apartment a shoebox. She came from money. I didn't. I was a junior architect just getting started, renting a tiny one-bedroom above a pizza shop and surviving on dollar coffee. She'd complain every time she visited. "No central air? No elevator? This is like living in a sitcom." Eventually, she dumped me for someone in her circle, a guy with a family yacht and a summer house. I kept working, designed smart, eco-friendly homes. 10 years later, I had my own firm and was featured in an architectural digest for a sustainable housing project that made national headlines. Guess who emailed asking if I still lived in that shoebox? I replied with a screenshot of my newest build, a $4 million lake house with her ex's dad on the buyer list. No words, just the photo.